Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
How are you? Well, we might be a little delusional. We got in late last night or this morning.
Yeah.
So we went to work and
I got
a few minutes late.
Oh, my gosh.
But
she was tired.
Tired. But we're here also. We are making this happen.
Of course. Because
of our poppers. They're listening. Hello, Philippines.
Hello. All of our world listeners.
Girl.
Thank y'all so much.
They're so worldly.
Yeah. How was your week?
Week was pretty good. We went on a little vacay. We said goodbye, San Antonio. Goodbye, heat.
Goodbye, my love.
Only to go to Sacramento, and it was hot.
It was not hot like here.
It's a different hot.
Yeah, for sure. It was a different hot. But it was totally worth the heat being over there rather than being here in San Antonio.
Yeah.
It was super fun. We made a trip. It was a kind of a spontaneous thing with Trey and Samantha, who have been guests on our show before.
Yeah.
We were FaceTiming with them and said, why don't we go do something? Let's go somewhere. And we said, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
And so Trey's sister, Devin, lives in Sacramento. So we said, why don't we go visit Devin in Sacramento? And then we can go up into Napa. And we said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah,
so
it was.
We did it.
It was easy convincing us to go and
go
have a little vino. Go to the hill country.
The wine country.
Wine country. Yes.
And to just hang out with them. They're just great people, and we love them. They're like family to us, so it was great.
We went to Sacramento on Thursday, and we got in late this morning, which is Monday.
Oh, yeah.
We got to see Jen and Doug on our plane. It was crazy to see them. They've been in...
We've talked about them on our podcast many times. They're both, what are they called? Pit masters.
Yes, they're pit masters.
We've talked about them many times. They're dedicated poppers.
Yeah.
They leave us questions. They leave us answers. They leave us all kinds of things. They leave us comments, upset that they did not get invited to the live audience last week.
Which is fair. And we thought of them, but it was like, this is sort of last minute. So
yes, they don't live close. They live pretty far away.
Right,
so
right.
We were being considerate in the lack of invitation. Nonetheless, we saw them at the airport, got to hang out with them and talk to them for a bit. And that was cool. And then we made our way over to Sacramento. We met up with the gang. Made dinner, had dinner that night.
Wasn't that fun?
So
just to
fun.
Have a group dinner, everyone like tasked with something, and there we all are.
You know, there's something about making a meal together that's just really some sort of something that's not like anything else, you know? Like,
right.
Where everybody is doing a part, everybody's participating,
right.
Everybody was doing something. You make the salsa, you make the guacamole, you do the pit,
you make a secret sauce.
It was just great. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
And we're listening to Gloria Estefan.
Come on, Gloria.
Time. We're watching a Gloria concert, which was awesome. And then on Saturday, we went out to the vineyards and we stayed in some little town up in there. And we hopped to a couple of different wineries. I thought they were going to be very much like the wineries here. They're not
the
wineries here.
No.
They're definitely elevated. They're a step up. That was awesome.
We stayed in Calistoga.
There we go. And then on Sunday, we went to Shandong. And that was just incredible.
Wasn't that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was
such an awesome experience.
Yeah, I'm officially a club member at Club Shandong.
Of all the places we went to, you had to pick the most expensive one to be a club member at.
I just felt right at home. I was like, this is where I belong.
Oh, God.
It was hard for me to leave. They wanted me to stay, obviously. And it was a great time. And down the road, my first shipment is coming. I'm so excited. Make a little dinner here with
We've been to so many wineries here in the Hill Country and have never gotten a membership anywhere. And then we went all the way up into the Napa and said, hey, let's be members. Hi, yay, yay.
Yeah, well, it happens. It happens. But
it was a great time.
And here we are. We're back. We are now starting our first episode of season 3.
Yes. Bam, 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 bam.
So as you can tell, we're fully recharged. We're ready to conquer the season with consistent shows. We're back on track and content. Yes. Hopefully it's consistent. Yeah, and creating more experiences, especially for our poppers. So, in this show, you might be hearing some crunchiness. Yeah, I'm snacking on these things called Crunch Master.
Oh, yes, yes.
Avocado toast. delicious. If you haven't tried them, find them in the vegan section at my HEB.
Or your HEB.
But at mine, they have them. So, yeah. Just a little...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So this is a big week coming up. We have the start of the Olympic Games, girl.
Oh, we're going into sports.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. It starts on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I love the Summer Games. I think I like the Summer Games better than I like the Winter Games.
Sure.
I love figure skating. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, there's just something about divers and gymnastics.
Well, you know, the Winter Olympics really has to have something to draw in the gaze. And they're like, well, we'll save the figure skating for the gaze.
For the winter.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, you're right. I the swimming component, like, come on.
I mean, it's just such a great sport. So I'm super excited. Although we won't get to watch the opening ceremony because we're going to a fabulous pool party on Thursday.
Oh, yes. After all this.
Yes, we did this pool party. We did this pool party last year, and I'm sure we talked about it on our Popscast. But it's out at La Cantera. If you are free and you're in San Antonio, there are tickets available. It's pretty fabulous.
It's a lot of fun to have like entertainers there, DJs. You get to be in the pool with 150 plus people.
Yeah, it's great. And the pool, the whole place out there is just gorgeous. And so they do a sunset toast. So right as the sun is about to disappear, they do a big champagne toast for everybody. Go and check it out. Anyway, we're doing that Thursday while the opening ceremonies are happening in Paris. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. LeBron James is the team flag bearer. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Fresh off the press.
And did you know that there's another flag bearer, which is going to be a female? So there's two flag bearers.
Right. I knew there was two. I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, it wasn't not until in Tokyo in 2021 where they began to allow two flag bearers for each country. I thought it was always like that, but no.
No? Okay.
No. Also, there's a voting process on who gets to carry the flag.
Okay.
And it's a decision of the 592 members of Team USA who vote in on who will be the flag bearers. Okay, pretty cool.
So is that every country they vote on who their flag bearer is going to be?
The Athletes Commission leads the voting process, and it places the decision on the hands of each team.
Okay.
There you go.
Cool. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
A little knowledge, a little Olympic knowledge. So there's an article out, and it's a prediction.
Okay.
And it's saying that the United States is expected to win 123 medals, including it being 37 of them being gold.
Wow.
Yeah, followed by China and then Great Britain to follow them. So, Russia is notably absent this year. Mm. They only have 16 athletes going to Paris.
Wow.
Yeah, quite interesting times,
Very interesting. Okay, so I've got a little 10-question quiz for you.
Ooh.
It's an Olympic quiz. Some of these will be a little more difficult than others, but I think you could do it. I think you're going to be just fine.
Of course.
All right, so here we go. And if you're listening at home, shout out your answer nice and loud.
Play along.
Here you go. Okay, so the first question is...
Yeah.
Which team leads the Olympic procession of athletes at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games?
I would assume that's the United States, but...
At every Olympic Games.
How about Team UK?
UK at every Olympic Games?
Yeah.
All right. The correct answer is Greece.
I knew it.
Because Greece is where the very first Olympics were ever held.
They have that many athletes.
It doesn't matter how many athletes. They're always the first to lead it in because they hosted the first Olympics.
I thought you said the most athletes represented in each.
I said, which team leads the procession of athletes at the opening ceremony of the Olympics?
Oh, my God.
Please listen to the question,
Let me have a crunch
Please
master.
Listen to the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What do the five rings on the Olympic symbol represent?
They represent the most colors in all the flags combined.
That is incorrect.
What?
The five rings on the Olympic symbol represent the five
continents.
Yes. I was sure you were going to know that one.
No, five rings represent
five continents.
The five continents. But, oh, I thought you said colors.
Would you please listen? Please listen, sir. Please listen. Okay, here's your next question. Listen carefully. The five rings of the Olympic symbol, okay, the five rings Olympic symbol are in five different colors. What are the five colors?
So I have to list them. I don't have to say the reasons why.
I don't need to know why. Just what are the five colors of the rings?
Okay. Blue.
Okay, yes.
Red.
Uh-huh.
Yellow.
Uh-huh.
White. Blue.
Yes.
Red. Yes. Yellow.
Okay.
Black.
Yes.
God. Green?
Yes.
Yes.
Good job. Red, green, yellow, blue, and black. And those represent what?
The most represented colors from all the nations.
They represent the five continents. We just said that. Oh, my gosh. No, you don't get that.
I get a bell.
No, you don't get that bell.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm still like in a high from this weekend. And you're making me think.
Is that what it is? Which team is at the end of the procession of athletes at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games? Not how many. Not what the colors mean.
Crap. I don't know this one.
Hint?
But
do you want some hints? No.
Let me throw.
We can do multiple choice.
Okay. Wait, let me see if these land.
Okay.
It's either going to be the country that's represented, the host country. That's my final answer.
The host country?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
The host nation always ends the procession of athletes at the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
Okay. Okay. I was listening, Linda.
For once. All right. Next question. Which language other than English is the official language of the International Olympic Committee?
Greek?
Let me know if you want some options.
Options.
Okay. Hindi, French, Spanish, Arabic.
French.
That's correct. It's French. English and French are the two official languages of the IOC.
And the French is because?
That I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I do know, but I can't say that.
Oh, well, let me give myself a bell. Okay, back to you.
Who of the following athletes has won the maximum number of individual gold medals at a single Olympic? Paul Mason, Michael Phelps, Carl Lewis, or James Connolly?
Phelps. Phelps screwdriver.
Michael Phelps. That's right. Yes.
That one. Yes.
Good job.
Okay.
Michael Phelps is the most decorated athlete
right.
of any Olympic Games and has won the most gold medals at any Olympic Games.
Wow.
He's won 23 gold medals and 5 other ones.
Wow. I knew that.
Did you? Okay. Next question. Where is the headquarters of the International Olympic Committee situated?
Okay. Are there options here?
Yeah, there's options if you think you need them.
I'm going to go with France.
That's incorrect.
Oh!
Let me give you options and see if you can guess out of the options.
Then
okay?
Why is French the official second language?
Girl, I don't know. Okay, so here are your options.
Go ahead.
Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, or Italy?
I'm going with Switzerland.
Of course it's Switzerland.
Yeah, yes. they're neutral.
That's right. Good job.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Uh-huh.
Oh. As a symbol of spreading peace, which bird is set free during the inaugural ceremony of the Olympic Games?
A dove.
Very good.
Yes.
Dove. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's always there.
I've never really noticed that.
But where does it go, my lovely?
I don't know, my lovely. Okay, two more questions.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Which country has hosted the most Olympic Games? France, the United States, Greece, Switzerland.
United States.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Yes. With France second. Just one bell, please.
Okay, hey, hey, I got two in a row.
And then France is second.
France is second. Yes, okay, yes. Okay.
Okay, last question. Which country has competed in the most Olympics without winning a gold medal?
Oh, my God.
Japan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, or Monaco?
I'm going to go with Iran.
Wrong.
What?
The question is, I mean, the answer is Monaco.
Dang it.
Yes. Yes, Monaco. Yeah, they have competed in the most Olympic Games without winning a gold medal.
Wow. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay.
All right.
Wow, that was very good, Miguel. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Hi, Poppers. What did you think? What did you think? I know.
You did such a great job. I'm so proud of you. You're such a smart athlete.
Well, let's see. I have some funnies for y'all.
Okay, okay.
They're back. We are consistent. I got great content. You know it. Let's go. Let's roll with it. First one. How do you decide how much wine to drink?
I don't know. How do you decide how much wine
to
drink?
Well, you kind of take it on a case-by-case basis. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Poppers. Thank you.
Yes. All
right. Next one. What did the grape say when the elephant stood on it?
Ouch. You're on top of me.
Nothing. It just let out a little wine. You're laughing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, okay. Now, this is a jet. This is a dad joke. All right, okay. All right. So
these
here
are
we go.
All dad jokes.
Basically, that's where I get them from. I'm pulling around the nation, you know.
Right.
What's the difference between a man's wallet before and after kids?
Before, it's got money, and after, it doesn't.
Good. There are pictures where the money used to be.
Do people still carry pictures?
That's why I put it there as well. The last one to pose a question. Did your parents used to carry pics?
I used to carry pics in my wallet.
Of whom?
My friends, my girlfriend. Like, I always had pictures in my wallet.
What?
Yes, I absolutely have pictures. I had pictures of my parents in my wallet.
I know my parents used to have a picture of either spouse, whomever.
Right.
And then maybe there's a photo of like a family
portrait.
Yeah.
Well, remember they used to sell at school, they would sell, you would take your school pictures and then you could buy like 16 wallet sizes.
Right. Wallet sizes.
Yeah, and you would give them away to people to keep in their wallets.
Do people still do that? I mean, I know that high schools and I mean schools in general do that and have wallet size, but where does it go?
Like, I don't know.
Everything's
so
digital
I
now.
Know whenever I was teaching and we did pictures, you didn't even. People did. People did buy hard copies this time.
Did they?
Did it all online. Like basically.
Can you buy the digital version of it?
You just buy the digital version. Like I would send home a flyer with the students.
Okay.
And then it would be like, if you want your picture, go to this website, you buy your pictures there, and then you just download it. Then you got to get it printed. But we did have a couple options to like buy packages.
I guess parents today.
Yeah.
Like, what do they
what
carry?
Do you do?
Like, what do you do when you get your child's like package?
You just keep it in your phone. Right?
That's what I'm assuming. It's like your screensaver, whatever that is on your phone.
Exactly.
Like, that should be the wallet picture.
That's the wallet size.
It's phone size.
That's hilarious.
Very interesting. Okay.
I know my dad had a little flip thing that had like 5 or 6 pictures.
Yeah.
He had them in there all the time.
I had, when I joined the military 18, I had my wallet and it had a photo of my pig that I showed that gave me I won a lot of money on that one. So obviously that's family, even though it's in the market. Was in the market.
Yeah.
And then I had one of my best friend. And then I had another picture of, my horses. Mm-hmm. And when I joined Basic, they're like, are these your girlfriends? And they were referring to the pig, horse.
Yeah.
Y'all are assholes.
Oh, yeah. They definitely do that. Especially, I remember having pictures of like my best friends who were guys.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, so who is this your boyfriend? Like,
yeah,
who is this, you know?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So now they look at your phone maybe and they're like, who's this?
I don't know. Can you take your phone to Basic?
Well, I know you got to turn it off. So it's not like that
you don't have to turn it in. They don't confiscate it?
There's a lot of questions. I don't know.
I need to know these answers. What is all that like nowadays?
What is wallet size now? Wow.
Right.
I do want to go back to a serious question that we asked on the 5 minutes of silence. Mm. Did you ever do it?
So I have.
Okay.
I have not been consistent. I haven't done it every
day.
Well,
the thing was try it once.
Right. I have a couple of times. And I think I mentioned that, like, when I'm at the gym at the end of my workout, if I'm, like, sitting in the sauna or something,
yeah,
I just kind of sit in there and keep my eyes closed. I've been very conscious about that. Yes, I have. I have done that. Have you? Did you do it?
As I shared with you, I do it more often than I actually realize.
I drive in
complete silence.
Right.
Sometimes I listen to spa music, but sometimes I turn it down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And yeah, that's my meditative state. Just thinking about work. A lot of things come across. Like,
yeah.
And I pray about, okay, let me let that go. Mm-hmm. What else is my mm-hmm. conscience thinking about? It's crazy. I love it. Yeah.
You know, speaking of conscience and that kind of thing, you and I had this conversation last week, like maybe last weekend, because I have this recurring dream of being lost.
Yeah.
And so what's
going on there?
I don't know, but so I have this recurring dream where I'm lost. And oftentimes it's at my first school that I used to teach at.
Yeah.
In my dreams, I get lost there a lot. Like at least once every other week, I have a dream about being in that building, being lost. So then a couple of weeks ago, I had another dream that I was lost and I was at some kind of a resort or something with my family or something. And I was trying to get out to the parking lot because we were leaving. But every time I walked out the door, I was not at the parking lot. Mm. Even though I knew that's where the door was to get me out, I was in a different place. Then a couple of days after that, I had another dream that I had lost my wallet.
No.
Yes.
With all your pictures in it.
All my pictures and all my wallet sizes. I lost my wallet and I was in the mall going to a store trying to find, I guess I'd lost my phone too because I was looking for like a phone store. Again, I knew where it was, but every time I would turn the corner, I was in a different wing of the mall. And so it was just, I was just constantly lost. I could never find where I was trying to go.
So are you trying to get out of this situation? Are you just trying to get into an exit? Are you trying to go to Starbucks?
Or are you going to find that specific location? I'm not trying to like, I'm not running away from anything. It's just like, I need to get to that store.
Got you. But it's taking you a while to get there.
Yeah, it's never there. So I did go online and I did some research. I was like, what does it mean?
WebMD help.
And so it said that. Well, it's kind of interesting because it was saying the different places you get lost at mean different things.
Right.
Like it was like, this is what it means if you get lost at school. If you get lost, it said in a mall. If you get lost in so-and-so. So I kind of read up and most of them kind of lent themselves to you're looking for direction. You're looking for direction, whether like that's
guidance,
in,
spiritual guidance.
Yeah, or whether that's in like your relationship or your family or your job or
girl,
whatever.
Where are you
going to
go? Where are you heading?
Where do you go? I don't know. I don't even know.
That's why you should get help.
Okay. Thanks. I already know this. But it was just very, very interesting.
Yeah.
That I was like, So if anybody can translate that dream for me, that would be wonderful.
There you go. I mean, there's...
But you and I have both talked about like going to therapy and just in general, like all of a bunch of our friends go to therapy and they're like, do it. It's so good for you.
So like, so have y'all gone? We're like, why? But maybe it's time.
What it is the season of
what?
Is cold fronts.
It's going to get cold.
We just found out we're getting a cold front this week. High of 88.
No me digas.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a high of only 88 degrees.
Okay.
Pull out your parka, pull out your hoodies, pull out your sweatshirts. Friends, put your pants on because it's about to get cold in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's definitely cold.
The last time we were together, we were talking about doing a locker room talk. Right?
Yes, locker confessions, locker diary. Locker room diaries?
Locker room diaries.
Or gym diaries.
I think Rogelio said locker room diary or gym diaries, one or the other.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to come up with the official title.
Yeah, the official title. But I do have to talk about something that happened at the gym this week.
What?
So... Okay, look, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum, okay? If this is your thing and you like it, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to judge. I'm not – this is not what that's
wow,
about.
Wow, this is a disclaimer.
Yeah, that's okay. Definitely a disclaimer.
Pero. Okay.
I went to the gym last week and I saw this guy there.
Okay.
And he was wearing these super tiny shorts. Y'all know I'm all about wearing some tiny shorts.
You wear tiny shorts.
Oh, yeah, I wear tiny shorts.
Yeah.
And
I've seen you from afar. I was like, hi, that's my husband.
It's me. Yeah, you're welcome. But like, there's a point in my book, just in my book,
right.
that short, tiny shorts can be a little too tiny sometimes. And this guy was wearing shorts that even made me like blush and turn away. I was like,
what?
Oh my. They're very, very tiny. And they were white. And he was wearing a black jock strap underneath them.
Oh, he.
Was clear. That was clearly evident. And the straps of the jock strap were like lower than his shorts. So as he was walking, you could see the straps hanging out of the bottom of his shorts. Now, once again, this is not a judgmental comment. If that's your thing and you want to go out there and do that, girl,
what
by
would
all
Jose
means,
do? I sometimes but my underpants are longer than
it's
my.
It's different when it's like your boxer briefs or you're like the.
But how? Okay, I have a lot of. Well, go ahead. Finish your story.
Well, that's kind of really it. I was really just kind of taken aback and surprised by it. Because, I don't know. What would you do?
What would Jose do?
WWJD.
I'm a fan of short shorts.
Of course.
But I don't wear jock straps. Oh, my God. These French masters are getting me high.
Yeah, of course. It's the crunchies.
There are some boundaries, especially in the gym. I don't know. I don't. A jock strap to be revealing like that, that's kind of like.
Yeah. It was very blatant and very deliberate.
It's very deliberate. It says, hey, look at me.
Like, yeah, look, I'm wearing a jock strap.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, it was a little much. It was kind of a turnoff. That's all. I wanted to share a story about the gym. That's my story about the
gym.
There
you go.
And so now y'all know. Again, who knows? Maybe that guy's one of our poppers. And if that was you, girl, more power to you, because I couldn't pull it off. I'd be way too self-conscious.
All right, gym police, gym fashion police.
No,
we talked about
this. I'm not trying to arrest people or give any tickets. I'm just making a comment. That's
okay,
it.
So they just got a warning.
Yeah, that's it. An undercover warning from the fashion police.
There you go.
And the very last thing I wanted to say is this week we got some huge news in our country. Yesterday, we found out that Joe Biden is dropping out of the presidential race. And he is being not replaced, but the new candidate is going to be Vice President Kamala Harris. What do you think about that situation?
Ooh, very, very good.
Because the election is only 100 and something days
away.
It's
around the corner. The convention is coming up. Every party should already have where they're heading. Like, what's our direction here or something. So quite interesting that it's very last minute. Yeah. But it's hard to talk about old age. It's hard to talk about you know. I'm just putting my HR hat and what is too old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's been very awkward to see a candidate who's showing signs of something that is not ordinary.
Neurological something or
And that is like, do you really want to have that candidate represented for the next 4 years? I mean, any candidate. I mean, they're both aged.
Yeah.
But going back to that.
That's a really good point.
Like, how do we have that conversation? And when does a person say, okay, let me pass the torch. Right. Maybe this is the time.
Right.
And so I kind of respect the decision on this end. I really appreciate that it's, you know, as a white male, cis male, to pass the torch is kind of a neat experience because it's the first of a kind that someone is making that decision.
Not only is he making that decision, he's passing the torch to a woman and a woman of color.
A woman of color.
That's like huge.
Yeah,
huge
so
things.
It's a very historic move, something that I respect. I think the nation is respecting this move. It was kind of unexpected.
Right.
Because from what I understood, he was like, a hard no. Like,
I'm going in for the fight.
Right. Man. Yeah.
I mean, the last debate we saw was cringy on so many levels.
Right.
And, and we were rooting for him. We wanted him to, like, you know, we always want the candidates that are going to represent our country to do well in any debate on either side.
Either side.
Right. You never want somebody that's going to get up there and make you be like, oh, gosh, I don't want that person. I don't want the world seeing that person and being like, oh, that's what all Americans are like. And so, it was really
because we are a nation of the United States. And even if it's someone that we may not like, going back to being rooted to diplomacy and respecting our government, respecting the person and whoever is in it, I want them to be capable of meeting other nations and other leaders to be diplomatic.
Yeah.
to be a nation of accepting and a nation of understanding and just have dialogue with others. And I just didn't see that Biden could do that through just watching a normal debate. And it was really sad.
Not because he didn't want to. I think physically he was just in a place where he, it looked like he was unable to just maintain that kind of stature and, you know, big, crazy times in our country, whirlwind of emotions and just all kinds of things going on. But yeah, we just hope for all the best as things move forward.
Things move forward
and we'll
and
see what happens next.
And the Olympics, you know, it's just right there. And yes. It's going to be fun.
Who wrote the official fanfare of the Olympics?
Give me options here. I don't know.
He also wrote Star Wars. He also wrote Superman. He also wrote E.T.
John Cameron? John
Close.
John
John Williams.
Williams? Yes. That's what I meant. So close.
That's right. We talked about him so much this weekend. I figured you were going to be like, oh, y'all.
I was living my best life with Chandon.
You're surrounded by musicians. I figured you were going to be like, oh, yeah, I definitely.
Oh, no. I was just harmonizing and making up notes. Making up notes. But, yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, that's the end of our time today.
Season three is done. Wait, starting.
Season three is just getting started. As always, thank you all for being here, our loyal poppers. We appreciate you. We appreciate you listening to us. If you ever have questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, compliments, you can do that on our hotline at 210-816-3747. We do text. We do voicemails. We do texts.
Whatever you want.
We do voicemails. That's right. And follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
And be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment wherever you listen to Our Popscast. So what are you doing to be a good human this week?
Ooh, she is back.
We would love to know. Until next week.
Bye.